אם בחוקו יישא את אליכו, ושמצווה יישא את ישמוירו, שרש יישא זה בחוקו יישא את אליכו, יוכל זה קיום המצווה, שאומר ושמצווה יישא את ישמוירו, הרי קיום המצווה אומו, אומר אני מקיים בחוקו יישא את אליכו, שתהיו המילים בתוירו. בלטורים, במסדם, בחוקו יישא את אליכו, בגמטריה המילים בתוירו. שמח אם בחוקו יישא לשבס, לא אמר ששקולים הם ככל המצווס והחוקים. זה בחוקו יישא את אליכו שתהיו המילים בתאירה. So the question is really, אם בחוקו יישא את אליכו שתהיו המילים בתאירה. Why המילים בתאירה? The possibility, so Rashi explains, says it's mitzvah yisai tishmoichu. So we know that we have to keep the mitzvahs. So if we know anyway that we have to keep the mitzvahs, so what is b'chukko yisai tileichu? Has to be b'chukko yisai tileichu, shetiyu ha-meilim b'toiro. But the question is, you don't need ha-meilim b'toiro. You could have said, in b'chukko yisai tileichu, zehu shetiyu yeshvim v'leimdi. It doesn't mean kiyum ha-mitzvahs, because it says, mitzvah yisai tishmoichu. Why it says, in b'chukko yisai teleichu, shetiyu ha-meilim b'toichu. And I want to explain the double question that we're going to speak about. We have the chiddush is, in b'chukko yisai teleichu, that it doesn't mean only kiyum mitzvahs, as it says, it's mitzvah yisai tishmoichu. So, has to be that it means something else. What it is? Has to be a molo shel Torah. So there's three things that we have to really understand in this Rashi. One thing is, why should you amelim b'Torah? Should you learn the Torah? You learn daf yomi every day. You have a chavrusa every day. And Rashi says, no. Shetiyu ha-meilim b'toyro. Maybe you say, it's a slip, it's a loshen. Balaturim says in the gematria, it's not shetiyu lo-imdi. Shetiyu ha-meilim b'toyro. Shetiyu ha-meilim b'toyro. That is one thing we have to understand. The second thing we have to understand, if the pasuk means shetiyu ha-meilim b'toyro, why? Because it says already, mitzvah yisai tishmoyro. So maybe right the other way around. אם מצווה יישא את ישמעירו, ובחוקו יישא את אליכו. And that will mean שתהיו המילים בתאירו. No, אם בחוקו יישא את אליכו, it could really mean mitzvahs. But it says later, מצווה יישא את ישמעירו, so Rashi says, so it has to be, אם בחוקו יישא את אליכו, שתהיו המילים בתאירו. So right away, אם it's מצווה יישא את ישמעירו. So on that, the מפורשים answer, that, it's a very big Musa Haskel. People think, I'm a good Yid, I'm a good Jew. I do chesed, I have organizations, I do kiruv, I'm a very good Yid. I keep the taryag. Veloy ha-meoretz chosit. If a person doesn't learn Torah, eventually in life, he will think that he's doing the right thing. It doesn't mean that he will be doing the right thing. He will think that he's straight. He will think that he's doing chesed. But he will have a mistake. It's not the right way. Only a person that is omel b'toiro and sits and learns, he's the one that could do the kiyum ha-mitzvahs. If the pasuk would write, as mitzvah yisai tishmoiru, u'bechukai yisai teleichu, so we'll say, kiyum mitzvahs, and you know, it's a top madrega, top, iyun learning Torah. The pasuk is telling us the opposite. If you want to come to the madrege, if the kiyum mitzvahs, the way to come to the madrege of kiyum mitzvahs is only if before the kiyum mitzvahs you have bechukai saitileichu and you omel b'toiro, then when you do the kiyum mitzvahs, you take it, do it in the right way. So that's it first for the order. And bechukai saitileichu, then it's mitzvah saitishmayu. But the shaila is, what is the shetiyu amelim b'toiro? And that second question, I want to divide the two questions. First, how we know that it means shetiyu amelim b'toiro? Why it doesn't say shetiyu loimdim b'toiro? Shmuel Razovsky spoke about it a lot. And Taki, what is the pshat shetiyu amelim b'toiro? I'm saying when we speak, we give a chumash here, to guys that Taki learned in yeshivas, we could speak about this topic. Obviously, there's a musig that is called shetiyu amelim b'toiro. Onu amelim vehem amelim. Onu amelim umikablim schar. Hem ha-meilim ve'eino mekabim schar. When you see the Shas and the Poskim, and you see in the Torah that is a lot of chalokim in the Torah, a lot of chalokim of the Torah, that is Rav Kiva Eiger's and his kashis and his tirutzim, and they don't, these kashis and tirutzim don't bring you nowhere. It's not the pshat that these kashas and terutzim are like, you know, because of the kash of Rav Kiva Eiger and the cheshbon of Rav Kiva Eiger, you can come to a choshev eteretz, a choshev halacha. It's amolo v'yigiyoso shel toiro. And a lot of times, a person in life thinks to do that is mamish a waste of time. He learns a teisvus. It's like two pshat into the mouth, show back and forth. Mamish not making a difference. Yeah. If the third kasha is the answer, the second kasha, or the second answer is the answer, if the gilsa was with the vav, without the vav, the maharam is right. And your mamash thinks it was like a waste of time. For sure, I would love to know everything. And Chazal tells us, shetiyu ameilim batoyo. Ne'im b'chukoy saitileichu shetiyu ameilim batoyo. It's brought down in Dvorim, yarif kamotor likri, Tizal Katalim Rossi. The Natsiv explains, Likhi is Oimeka Aloche ve'iun hatoiro. Yarif Kamotor Likhi. Tizal Katalim Rossi. Im Rossi, he says, it's nice, learning easy. It's Katal. What is Mashpia on the person and the growth of the person? It's like the tal. We need tal. We daven before the summer started. Tal, tal, mishmei, ma'ino. But tal doesn't make things to grow. What makes things to grow, what makes things to change, is the rain. Is yarif kamoto likhi. Bechukoy saiteleichu shetiyu amelim b'toiro. The Taz says the Loshon like this. He explains the bigger satir. I want to say the Loshon HaTaz. Umaru amelus atoiro, shenatoiro miskayemes elo bemi shemeimis atzmei oleo. Masheinken, elu sheloimdim atoiro mitoich oineg, ve'einom yegim bo, ein atoiro miskayemes. He's learning mitoich oineg. You're right. He's giving up time. Maybe time is money, but this is not called amolo shel toiro. Could go to have a good time, and he's sitting and learning. He could have, and I'm saying, if the Olam here would not be Olam from Yeshivas, I would not explain that. He's giving up time. Instead of a baseball game, he's sitting and learning. Mamash, very hard for him. Instead of a pizza, he's sitting and learning. Instead of a sleeping, he's sitting and learning. That is a lot of points. That is self-giving, very proud. Amolo shel toiro shemeim is atzmo. Chaim Balozhin says in the Akdoma leSifer deTzniusa, Peomim rabim bo hamagid leagro. V'docha foisom. The magid came to tell him Sifre Toiro. Ein retzoini elo betoiro shel omol. This is the reason. Every person, if we want to have the brachos of imbechu kaiser teleichu shetiyo amelim batoiro, has to check himself, chutz from the kviyas itim that he has in his life, if he has a musik of amolo shel toiro. A person could realize sometimes in life he could pass all of his life, but he never made amolo shel toiro. He never made the giyosu shel toiro. The Gemara and Shabbos daf peiches. Omar Rove, samam chaim lamarminim bo. Samam moves lamasmilim bo. It's a Rashi. If Rashi would not say it, we cannot say it. Samam chaim lamarminim bo. Oiskim batoiro bekol koicho. Vetrudim ledaasoido keodom amishtamesh biyad yemin. Only then the Torah samachaim lamaminim bo sheoiskim batoiro bechol koichom vetrudim ledaasoido keodom amishtamesh biyad yemin shuiker. And if not, it's not samamov samachaim. Odom ki yomus ba'oyel ein divrei Torah miskayim elo b'mi shemeimis atzmo yoler. Chofetz Chaim says, "Im tevakshenu kakesef v'chamat moinim, os tovin yiras Hashem." Says, "Lakesef, a person all of his life is worried, what will be with my money? But it's not enough. When he goes to look for matmoinim, he goes to the end of the world. He dangers himself. He takes risks on everything what he has. This what a person has to have. The taste is reed." Remember, before Shmulevitz Atzal would mention it every time that this is written Megillah Daf Gimel, that when Yonis ben Uziel was said the Targum, if Chag Yischariyahu Melachi, Nizdazo Oilom Eretz Yisrael Arbamo Isparso Al Arbamo Isparso. Yotzo Basko El Migilo Roze, so that this is written, Vekol Kach Lamo. He written the Targum Yonis ben Uziel. She'achshov lo yimsiru nafshayu lemilfonu kedemeikore. It'll be easier. Easier. It's very scary. When art school came out, it was a big shaila what to do. To take out art school or not. Yonos ben Uziel, nizdazo Eretz Yisrael, arbamo isparso, arbamo isparso. When we see Yonos ben Uziel, it doesn't make a difference to us. If I don't know. So the generation needs it. The generation needs Rashi. The generation needs Mesifta. But again, if a person puts himself there and he's not Omel today, if he doesn't have this opening, so he can't manage. So we need it. But again, but a person has to find, I have Omel HaToyro or I not have Omel HaToyro. I'm saying again, it's not for everyone to hear this chumashir. Some people will say, okay, so I'm not even a part. I'm not b'chukai se'telecho. Av Shach would say in the Shmuz, it says, in b'chukai se'telecho shetiyo ha'meilim batoiro. And then the posuk is mamshich, I don't know, but it's 12 psukim later, v'im b'chukai se'timosu, v'tigal nafshi. Av Shach would say, there's nothing in the middle. What if not b'chukai se'telechu, but not b'chukai se'timosu? Av Shach said, there's nothing in the middle. There's no muscle. Posuk tzvav. B'chukai se'timosu. He said, a person, we have to know it. The promises that Hashem promised in Parshas b'chukai se'i is in b'chukai se'telechu shetiyu ameilim batoirof. So a person has to know how to do it. I'm not saying I would advise everyone instead of his dafayim ishir to start to do Iyun Kubi after a week or nishtahe or nishtahim. The famous story. I don't remember the name, so don't get what was it, Chaim Moizer and the Chofetz Chaim. Was a person, a lady that passed in Poland. She was very, very wealthy. And at Savoy, she said she wants her mita to go to Eretz Yisrael, hire a boat. That day's to hire a boat to get people to come to Eretz Yisrael with the war, so you had to have like an army ship. It was maybe 500,000 ruble. And I think they asked the Chofetz Chaim said it's the biggest schus for her, she's an Olam Emes, to give that money out to yeshivas. I'm saying again, maybe I'm getting the real. And the Chofetz Chaim said, it's not. If you will tell them this psak, the boat will not go out, but don't worry, the yeshivas in the end will not get the money. And this will happen. So a lot of times, this is the reason why I'm saying, I'm saying Tim was saying Chazal. And all of us, we hear Shiurim and Russia's house important, Dafayemi, Hespekim, art school, everything. The answer is, for sure, all these things are very, very important. And if you will speak in public what I'm saying now, so people will say, so this not, and nothing else will happen. And again, every person to himself. So 1 second. The answer is, if Shach would say, if a guy doesn't learn, doesn't cover ground, he doesn't have a sipuk, and he doesn't do nothing in there. But after you have that, you have to know that there's a part that Hashem wants, omol ha-toiro, yegias ha-toiro. Sitting and working and figuring out. Till Yenis ben Uziel, when it was metargem, was nizdazo ha-bamo ispalso, ha-bamo ispalso. Why? To be easier? We want it not to be easy. Person sometimes have difficulties to understand a piece of Gemara, difficult to understand a piece of a Rashba. And he really finds it difficult, and he doesn't understand why it's so difficult for him. And he doesn't understand this is the mechanic. Yeah, this is very good. It's very hard for you. You get tough for that, yes? What?
Someone doesn't have to
work on memory is not a molot shel Torah. It's a molot to member. Rashi says, Loshon Rashi, she'oiskim b'chol koichom lehovin soido. Chazanish says, omol achipus eino b'chlal omol. The guy is searching today. It's Rav Chochma. He searches. 5 hours he searches. Ein b'ze omol, Chazanish says. Doesn't mean it's not Talmud Torah. He needs to write a book. He wants to find who speaks about it. He's doing good research. This is not a Molosh Torah. It's Talmud Torah. It's research. But that's not a Molosh Torah. As the Indian, B'chukoysay teleichu, as the Suisay tishmeru, v'asisam v'isam. A person has to have a Molosh Torah. I heard from Bavada Yosef. The Sfira, he would give every day a shir in his house in between Milcha and Meir. So I would go with Nazmali in the first days of Sfira, I would go with my kids every time. Not like a little shir. And he brought down the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings down, and one of the Tanoim said, Oirech Yomim b'yemino b'smoilo isho v'kovit. So someone passed over and he asked him, it's Kipshutai? Oich Yom B'Yamino B'Smoilo Oisho V'Kovet? He said, Oich Yom B'Yamino V'Oisho V'Kovet B'Smoilo, only Oisho V'Kovet. He said, yeah. The guy said, I'm very poor. If I will learn, I'll be rich. He said, yes. He went to learn. After 2 weeks, he came over to this Tana. He said, Tana, I'm learning for 2 weeks. I don't have money. He lived for another 2 weeks. He came, Rebbe, I'm so poor. You told me money. He said, don't worry. He lived for another 2 weeks. Rebbe, he said, I told you, don't worry. 6 weeks later, someone came to the Beis HaMedrash and he looked for the Rebbe. And he told him, here I have 12 cups of gold covered with paz. Paz is like something much more, it's a kind of diamond, something like a kind of gold, like what we call Titanic today, I don't know yet. It was gold covered with pass. So these are the 12 cups. I want to be a shutef if someone's learning. So the Talmid said, okay, don't worry, I'll find someone. He called the Talmid. He said, here, you have the 12 cups. He opened them, he saw first cup, gold covered with pas, went back to Bismedosh and he learned for a couple of years. One day the Gemara says the Tana was walking in the Bismedrash and he saw the Talmud crying. He asked him, why are you crying? He said, I don't want Olam Hazeh. I don't want to get Tzchav from my Amol Hashem Torah. I wanted the next world. I could give it back. He said, yeah. V'oysoy Talmud nikho Reb Shimon ben Pazi. There's a Yerushalayim. So what we have to know is that when that is be'etzem what makes the koyach. And then the Taz says that she'en divoterim iskayim elo b'mishem mei mis'atzmo, and that is the b'chukai say teleichu. She'tiu ha'melim. So Reb Shmuel explained that why is taki hazeh that it's amolo shel Torah and not limud ha'Torah, how it's meduyek in the pasuk. He says teleichu mashma that you're growing. Not chukai say tishmu. Teleichu. Only when you have amolo shel Torah you taki grow. Then you take a grove, you have a chukai set eleich. Venosati gishmeichem be'ito, venosno oretz yevulo ve'etz asode yiten pir. Vishig lochem daish es botzir, ubotzir yasig es zora, venosati sholom ba'oretz, verdaftem es eveichem, v'achaltem yosho noshon, Salachti b'sirichichem ani Hashem. So for sure, everyone learns parshas b'chukoisa and gets very disappointed. What Hashem is promising, if you amal b'toyro, you know what? It will rain. Say, b'chukoisa t'leichu, gold, silver, paz. So first I want to say a word about Chasim Sofer, and then what I heard from Chaim Kanievsky. Chasim Sofer says, what the pasuk says in b'chukoisa tileichu, the rain will come in time. It says, why sometimes it doesn't rain in time? Because Hashem wants people to daven. He's waiting for the tefillos. While he's waiting for the tefillos of Klal Yisrael. Hadagmor says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, go back to Pichirois, Mitzrayim choinim al hayam, Moshe lebas melech, that the king saved her. And he wanted to marry her. She didn't want to marry him. Ma also gira bo alistim. He told the guys again to start up with her. Vayisom metzaekes lamelech. Kach klal Yisrael, Mitzrayim, vayishma Hashem zakosom, kevin shiotsum in Mitzrayim, nisavel et filosom. Vayar Yisrael, Mitzrayim, choylim al hayom, but in then you don't need to daven. All the people that, you know, some people go to daven all over the world. Yeah? So the people that take it don't learn, it's very important to run around, take it to daven. But the people that are sitting and learning, you don't need to go to that. This is what the Chasim Sofer says. Reb Chaim Kanievsky spoke out and he said, but where are the brochas? Where is the shefa? So I want to explain it in a double hesber. I said it a couple times, but maybe I'm masber now a little bit better, a little bit clearer. A person has to know. A lot of people think, what is Gan Eden? They hope that Gan Eden is like, you know, private jet, boat, gold, enjoyments. They tell them that in Gan Eden you sit and learn, it's just not fair, yeah? Why it's a mistake? The reason it's a mistake, if you will ask our great-great-grandparents from 500 years ago, what is in Gan Eden? What they will say. big house, massive house. You don't have to go to steps, elevators and escalators. If it's hot, you press a button, it gets cold. Cold, you don't have to even press a button, you have a like smart mode, yeah? You need to do laundry, you just put it in a box, it comes out clean. You need to dry it, you put it in another box. You need something to be cold, you put it in the fridge. Microwave, you need water, it opens the tap. You don't have to go to the well to take out water. You don't have to go out of the city to go to the bathroom. You could flush a toilet. These people taught and believed that that is the dream of Gan Eden. You don't have to have a candle. You press a button, there'll be light. And people will masturbate their lives to jump into the fire and Kiddush Hashem and hoping when they get there, that one will happen when they get there. This one will happen when they get there. When they get there, this one will happen when they get there to the Shemayim. When they get to the Shemayim, this is what they're going to have. They're going to have such a house full with electricity. They never knew what was electricity. Water from the tap, toilet built inside the bathhouse, elevators not to go on steps, heat and cold. And when they jumped into the fire, they were like dreaming to get to that place. Today, I'm telling you, I'll put you in touch a place we call jail. A beautiful jail. What do you think could be in Gan Eden? Mountains, private jets, boats, different tires, everything will be available for me. That is paying me Gan Eden. But in a couple of years, everyone will have a private jet, and everyone will have a yacht, and everyone will have... So that's not Gan Eden. This is Gan Eden. If you go back 500 years ago, what is the nicest, fanciest wedding? Everyone got this now, a piece of chicken. Was a bottle of water, a jar of water near everyone. A guy was standing there like making you win that you will not be so hot. A candle, you even have white bread. Maybe somebody had gold on the table. Today, that is the poorest wedding, yeah? If you don't have chocolates and sushi and... duck and chopped liver and all these things, it's not a wedding. But that guy was so happy that he had that wedding that everyone got a piece of chicken. Everyone got a whole piece of chicken. And everyone got bread and it was enough water. And the answer is, Gashmius is not real. It's not a real way to pay you for what you need. It's what I need now. So if Hashem will say that He's paying us in Gashmias, that is the cheapest payment. That is the wrong payment. The Scharev Leim the Torah is that they will have quiet and peace, that they could sit and learn and have what they need, that they could carry out to learn. And this is in B'chukoy Saiteleichu. And this is the reason Steinplex, the Reb Chaim Kanievsky explains, we have more places in the Torah. Boruch Atah B'Vayecho, Boruch Atah B'Tzeisecho. That is something else. If someone keeps Torah mitzvahs, he will have everything what he needs. And Shefa, Talecho, Meshartecho. Here, learn the Torah, they just need that it will rain. Hisi Lochem Daish is Botzir, Botzir is Igezor, be food, Sholem Ba'oret, Shchavta Ve'in Machrim, ורדפתם מסביביכם, נפנו לפניכם, פירות מוחמי שומר, אומר מכם רבו וירדויפו. This is it. And if a person will understand that, that this is really what he needs, this is really what is good for him, this is the tachlis. A person will understand that this is the tachlis. Where person could really get, where a person could really take a reach this high madrega, then a person take a, that is the tachlis. So the Torah is take a, not writing down the schar ha'amiti, because the etzem the schar amiti is not gashmius, not in this world and not in the coming world. That is not the schar. The schar in olam ha'emes is tzadikim yoishvim v'nehanim miziv hashchina. And the Torah is not trying to fool you. The Torah is trying to say the truth. So there's nothing here. Chutzum. Chukai say teleichu, you don't have to worry. Yashavtem betach, venosatim mishkoni b'seichach. So that is the first chilek that a person has to know and to understand. That this is the tachlis. Then the pasuk is mamshich. והנשורים בוכם ובייסים מוירך בלבבם בארצוי סביהם ורודף אויסום קויל עלי נידף ונוסו מנוסס חרב ונופלו ואין רוידף ונסתם ואין רוידף. So the question is, why it's a klole ונסתם ואין רוידף? Baruch Hashem, no one is chasing me. Why it's a brocha v'nastem v'ein roidev? It's a brocha v'nastem v'ein roidev. Why it's a brocha v'nastem v'ein roidev? The answer is, so Balabatish Devel says, if you have to have a roidev, he's not available the whole time. Sometimes he falls, so he relief. But if you're running from your own shadow, you're running away 24 hours. So the klala is that you'll be running away from yourself, so the whole time you'll be running away. That is one pshat. But there's another pshat. The other pshat is that the nastim ve'in roidev, Muskerov said, is a locha eloikim yevakesh esanirdof. If you roidev someone, is Elohim Yevakesh Esanirdof. Zaza Musug. Elohim Yevakesh Esanirdof. They say over there was a Asifa once in Brisk against one of the Rabbanim. And in the meeting, that Rav also came. So they didn't know what to do. So one of the guys offered that he would just kick him out. So Miskarov said, so the meeting will not be success because he'll be a nirdaf. The Elohim Yevakesh Esanirdof. A lot of times in life, someone does something bad to you and you decide to be roidef him. And you don't know that when you're doing that and you roidef him, sometimes it's the Elohim Yevakesh Esanirdof. So Miskarov said that this is the reason the Klola says, V'nastim V'em roidef. Because if it would be a roidef, Klal Yisrael would be a nirdaf. It's already a good matzah. When you're a nirdaf, it's a loikim yivakish as nirdaf. When you're not nirdaf, then it's a ander ezach. The Medrash Rabbah brings down on the same idea. Says for the clawless, so the clawless it says. ויסבדו אסבינו וסבינו וויסון במעלו משמוע לו בי ואף אשר הולכו עמי בקרי אפני אלכם מהם בקרי ובייסים ברצביהם, או זיכונה לבוב ומאור. The Taz says it's מדויק in the פסוק, that is a special tainer, ויסבדו אסבוינו אשר מועלו, אשר הילכו אימי בקרי. Chutz from the Aveira, that a person is not allowed to be over Aveira, a person has to know that the halicha bekeri, that is the biggest chet. Halicha bekeri means a person doesn't look to his right and his left. He doesn't look to the hard things that are happening to him. He doesn't look. He doesn't look right and left. He just carries on. When a person just carries on, that is the biggest chet. Then he show him. ויסבדו אסבוינו מסבא שמוע לבי ואף אשר הולכו ואף אני אליכם מהם בקרי. And that is the tafkid of every person. He brings down the Rosh Matosuk. The Taz, and here Simen Kuf Tzadik Aleph speaks about the Ashokhanov, the Bishas benching, you're not allowed to do things. The Taz explains it's not only in benching. So why it's brought down in Chus benching? Because more people, by the time you bench, you could take care of the table already, right? So Zog the Taz. Hey, Takti. Sheloi tita leima davka b'shaz birkas amozun osu b'asiyas meloche. Veloi b'shaa brochi se tfilo. Elo devada ega b'chol mina de mitzvah. Lo yasek b'sicho velo yaskir. Aval bevada b'chol ha-mitzvah lo yasek b'sicho. Ki zehu מוירו אל הדרך ערי ומקרה, וזה נכלל, ואם תלכו אימי ביקרי, שפירוש, אף שתלכו אימי, תעשו בדרך מקרה. זוג לטז, what is the פשט, תלכו אימי ביקרי? פשט means תלכו אימי, means against. No, תלכו אימי בדרך קרי. He davens outside, you know, these people that, like, מלך המיירים, like in the back of the shore on the left, he benches all these things, he's doing it b'derech mikre. That is worse. That if a person walks b'keri, b'derech mikre, then it's the worst from everything. What's down here? So they say that the son of the Sama Mikelem said Pshat. Why it says Bechukoi said Teleichu Vez Mitzvoi said Tishvoi. Why? So we said Teleichu means to go, Aliyah. Mitzvahs, so what? So he said, I don't know if you heard it from the Alta Mikelem or not. He said it was a group of people that was sitting near, sitting eating a meal. Everyone looked the same. So when the meal finished, everyone got up. One guy did not get up. He didn't have feet. So, then everyone chapped. He said, when you're sitting and learning in yeshiva, everyone looks the same. But the question is, when you leave the yeshiva, if you be like a bentera, you're not like a bentera. Im b'chukoi say teleichu, that the Amolo Shel Torah makes that when a person leaves the Beis Medrash, then you see the difference. And he explained from a mashal from Rabbi Ella Lopian. He said, a person goes on a ladder, so he has to be very careful when he goes down, right? Someone that never climbed the ladder doesn't have to be careful. He said, to be in a yeshiva is to climb on the ladder. Right, when you leave yeshiva, if you're not careful, you smash. You lose it worse from guys that never went to yeshiva. They never climbed the ladder. So they don't have to be so careful when they go down. So maybe you say, so maybe it's better not to climb on the ladder. So Rabbi Lopian, he explained with a moshel, we'll finish with that moshel, a beautiful moshel. Rabbi Lopian said the following moshel. He said, when he was a kid, once a chicken came into the house, flew in, and she moved some cups, and they smashed. He was sure his mother would come now and beat up the chicken. She did nothing to the chicken. And he was wondering, when he breaks one cup, you know how much clap he gets? Why would the chicken broke four cups? And he realized, because what would be in the end of the chicken? We're going to eat him. If we bang him, we'll just lose. Me, Elelopian, my mother wants me to be somebody. So if I break a cup, they yell at me, they want me to be a different person. So a person has to climb on the ladder, but he has to know that when he leaves, the Amor HaBetayra has to be in a way that even when you leave the Bis Medrash, even when you leave the Bis Medrash, you have the Maile of Amor HaTayra, of Yegi HaTayra, and then thank you, you have the Siyata Nishmaya, and Be'ez Hashem, you'll grow Vaita B'Siyata Nishmaya.